Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
As you know, one of my areas of interest is the press and how the press is being allowed access to certain kinds of military information. With us is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. He's an entertainment writer. You did a column that was very explosive yesterday. At least I read it, Doug, and I thought it was very interesting. You said that as a gay man and as a gay journalist, and you are openly gay, correct?
I'm openly gay, Phil. I've spent part of my life, though, in the closet. So,
well, I know, and you use that as part of the reasons for saying that gay men and gay journalists are the better people for the military to tell their secrets to, if it were.
Well, I think that the press can be a dangerous component. They'll tell all the government is reporting, and they get it distorted. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I know that in time of crisis, the gay journalist is really the best friend of a government trying to protect its soldiers or workers, either from overseas or domestic threat. The gay man and the gay journalist, and for that matter, the lesbian and the lesbian journalist. Let me ask you this, Phil. Let's have some fun. Why do you think we're better than straight men and straight journalists, or straight women and straight journalists?
I'm sorry. Why
do you think a gay man and a gay journalist, or a lesbian and a lesbian journalist, would be better than a straight man and a straight journalist, or a straight woman and a straight journalist?
Why would I think gay journalists,
gay and lesbian journalists,
gay and lesbian journalists, why are they better than straight journalists?
Right. Go ahead. Take a guess.
I don't know, man. I mean, I can't sit here and guess. I don't know. I wouldn't even want to begin it.
You don't even want to guess.
No, I don't know.
It's because, as gay men and gay journalists, or as lesbians and lesbian journalists, we know how to keep secrets. We know how to camouflage information. Living in a closet has been part of a lot of gay people's lives. I'm gonna ask you something. Let's look at Ellen DeGeneres. How many millions of marriage proposals do you think she got in the mail until she came out? Did you know she was gay?
Did I know Ellen DeGeneres was gay?
That's right. Did you know Rock Hudson was gay? No. The answer to the question, you don't even have to answer.
Well, I mean,
no, you don't even have to answer it because you didn't know Ellen DeGeneres was gay. You didn't know Rock Hudson was gay. You didn't know Anne Heche. You're not even going to try to tell me you knew Anne Heche was gay.
I kind of.
No, bull crap. You know full well you didn't know Anne Heche was gay.
No, I didn't know she was gay until she started. And I don't even think she is gay. Was she bisexual or something, right?
Well, you didn't even know that, did you? You didn't know any of that. Because of the fact that they're gay and they know how to keep a secret. That's why the federal government, the military, the Pentagon, individuals in charge of the military in this country should only invest information with gay journalists, the gay man and a gay journalist, because the straights run their mouths all over the place. There isn't a secret that a straight journalist won't tell. There isn't. I mean, look at that guy. I can use.
Hold on. You're giving me a lot of stuff here, and I don't know what I think about it. You're saying that straight people can keep a secret.
You look at the lives of gay people, Phil. Nobody knew for sure they were gay until they came out and said so. And the reason for that is because they know how to keep a secret. Look at Liberace. Now, this is a guy.
Oh, wait a second. Liberace.
There's no way you knew he was gay until that it all came out of the.
Now, I'm not going to say that I knew, but.
What?
Well, there were certain, you know.
Don't go homophobic on me now.
I'm not going to go homophobic.
Then how do you think you knew Liberace was gay?
Well, I didn't know that he was gay, but you know.
What? There were some telltale signs.
Well, I mean, the cat's running around with the, you know.
With the what? Are you telling me there's some kind of overt sign that someone's gay and you know they're gay?
Short of actually
seeing them engaged in sexual contact. See, what you're doing, Phil, is you're doing something very dangerous. You are engaging in a stereotyping. You're telling me you thought Liberace was gay before it came out that he was gay. Is that it?
I had my suspicions.
Why? Because he wore all that wild stuff? Oh, I see. So the guy's mincing around the stage. You figure he's gay. There are a lot of guys that mince and a lot of guys that sort of swish their way through life. And some of them are the most happily married men in the world, two women. Now, let's take Rock Hudson.
I admit I didn't know Rock Hudson was gay. And I admit that I didn't know Ellen DeGeneres was gay. And I admit that I didn't have a clue about Anne Heche. And
now, let's take the straight guys. All they ever do is spill their guts. How about that Philip Hansen, that FBI guy? Straight. How about that Jeff Wigand, the guy that blew the whistle on the tobacco industry? Straight. And you, Phil, I've listened to your show. You're always giving away the endings of movies. Okay? So all these...
What about you? You came out and you said you were gay at that reporters meeting.
The only reason why a gay person comes out is because they are tired of their parents trying to set them up on dates. You get irritated. I finally had to tell my mother, will you lay off with the daughter of your friend down the street for Christ's sake? I'm gay. I'm gay. All right, Mom? I'm gay. And there's nothing you're ever going to do about it. Now, I would lay off setting up on the date thing, and we wouldn't do anything about that. But you look at straight people, they can't wait to run their mouth. First person to run his mouth about RuPaul was a straight guy. Nobody knew RuPaul was actually a man. And the first person to come out with that information was a straight guy. So you find out about things, it's generally current.
What do you mean nobody knew RuPaul was a man?
No one knew that RuPaul was actually a guy until a straight guy ran his mouth about it. I had that painful conversation with my mother 4 months ago. I said to her, Mom, quit trying to set me up with the chick down the street. I'm gay. You get it? Now, finally! I did that.
You sound really angry, man. You sound like you got some issues.
I got issues with this. The only journalist that the American military can trust right now is the gay man, the gay journalist. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, that was what your column was about.
You're damn right.
That's what your column was about yesterday. Doug Danger is with us. 1-800-449-8686. The only journalists that can be trusted with information from the military are gay journalists because they're used to keeping secrets. Well, are you finding fault with the way...
I'm finding fault with the way the straight journalists are working this, yeah. I think that they're blowing their lids, they're blowing the lid off. Any secrets that are being kept by the gay man and the gay journalist. Now, what I did is I was able to wire late last night after I got done putting the column to bed for the newspaper, I was able to wire the Pentagon to the attention of Ari Fleischer, who is the press secretary for the White House, and I have offered my services as a conduit or as a liaison between the Pentagon and the straight press. They can tell me everything, and I will dole out what I think the straight press can handle.
You volunteered for this?
I volunteered for this through our, I sent a cable to Ari Fleischer. And what I am proposing is I am a gay man and a gay journalist, and because I have experience in the journalistic field, the Pentagon can tell me everything they know, and then I'll decide what the American people get to hear. And I think that's the only way we can deal with all of this information leaking out.
Well, I got to tell you something, Doug. In other words, you'd be an information czar?
That is correct.
Well, I don't think it's fair that you're the guy. In other words, you get all the information from the Pentagon.
Yeah, that's right. I get the information, and then I'll go through it in my mind. I'll look at the flow charts. I'll see what they got. And then I'll say to them, okay, just step back, boys, and watch me go to work. I'll decide what people find out.
Well, you know, I know that we're at war, okay, and I know that the information has to be sort of parceled out a little bit, but it just, for some reason...
What? You don't like a gay guy being the one who gets to parcel out the information?
No, it isn't that you're gay. It's just that there is an actual information czar who would be responsible for what we find out and what we don't find out. And that's, in other words, you would be the guy talking to the press. I think it's unfair.
You think it's unfair? Do you think it's fair that the president has had to contend with these leaks?
No, I do not think that's fair, and I know that he's been very angry about that. But let me ask you, what qualifies you?
What qualifies me that as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I've been able to keep secrets. That's number one. Number two, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I've had to defend myself against the attacks of the straight world. So I know something about defense, and I know something about how to keep myself safe. And if I can keep myself safe, I think I can keep my country safe. And you know what? You're asking too many questions.
Well, wait a minute. I have a right to ask these questions.
No. You're bugging me. You're bugging me with too many questions, okay?
Why don't I even get to ask a question? Or is this the kind of information czar you want to be where we can't even
No, you are not entitled to ask questions that don't concern you. Now, go about your job, and this is what I'd say to the American people. Go about your jobs. Go about your lives. When something happens, we'll let you know. But just keep your nose out where it doesn't belong, because I'll tell you something, to quote Roman Polanski in the great film Chinatown, you know what happens to nosy fellas? Yes? No? You want to guess? Yes? No? All right, they lose their noses. And you know...
Yeah, the blade went up into Jack Nicholson's nose. I know. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is an entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. He has volunteered himself as an information czar. He feels that as a gay man and as a gay journalist... he's better at keeping secrets than straight journalists, and there's too much information coming out of the Pentagon and too much information being leaked. at certain levels. The National Gay Journalists Conclave, of which Doug claims to be the president, has issued a press release saying that they are asking gay journalists, they're asking the government to only speak with gay journalists about America's defense, both military and domestic, because, quote, we are the only ones that can be trusted to keep our mouths shut, end quote. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
You know I'm gay.
Yes, I know you're gay.
And I looked at my mother, and she said to me for about the 500th time, and I had gritted my teeth, and I had gritted my teeth, and I literally would hang on to the side of the wall in the kitchen and hang on for dear life because I knew I was going to lose it. And she'd say, "Hey, Doug, let me set you up with so and so down the street. She's a beautiful girl." And I finally said to her one day, "I'm going to tell you this, and you better get it. I'm gay. I'm gay. And there's nothing you or my dead father can do about it."
Well, you don't have to go through your family angst with me. I understand that you're gay. Okay.
Well, that's just it. We have to put up with that irritation. The only reason why a gay person comes out, and I wouldn't have come out. I would have stayed in the closet. But she bugged me, and she wouldn't shut up about it. "Hey, let me set you up with my cousin. Let me set you up with my sister's cousin or her niece." And so, and I finally said, "Will you get off of my back with that?" Now, the National Gay Journalist Conclave, of which I'm an executive officer, we implore the president, only speak with gay journalists. Only speak with gay journalists.
Okay, hold on, Doug. I got to get to some calls, all right?
Only speak with gay journalists.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is Camille on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just think that that's a retarded thing he just said. If you're gay or you're straight, that's not going to make a difference.
No, whether gay, I'm used to being in the closet.
Yeah,
and
but
I never would have come
think
out of the closet if my mother hadn't kept trying to set me up with her sister's niece.
I don't think that's going to make a difference whether you're going to hold a secret or not. And furthermore,
yeah,
who
does.
Are you?
Well, how do you know about
who
it?
Who are you?
Well, who are you?
Decide?
Who are you to decide what I know as a gay man as a gay journalist? I'm
who
gay.
Are you to decide what we get to know? The government will tell us when we need to know.
No,
you know,
I need to tell you, because the straight journalists are running their big mouths. Okay? The straight journalists are spilling every secret, every classified document, the A-bomb. We wouldn't know anything about it. We're not for straight journalists. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I can keep my mouth shut and not
say
anything.
How do I know that? I don't know you.
Because I explained it to you. I've been in the closet all these years.
I don't know you.
Let me ask you something. Did you know Rock Hudson was gay? No, you didn't. You want to know why? Because he kept his mouth shut. Did you know that Ellen DeGeneres was gay?
Yeah,
no,
well,
you
I've
didn't.
Heard all this
why?
Before.
Because she kept
okay.
her mouth shut. Yeah, well, I wanted to make an impression.
Did you know that Liberace was gay? What makes you
gay? Did you know that Liberace was gay? I'm asking you a direct question.
I don't care about Liberace.
Did you know that Liberace was gay?
Yes, I knew he was gay. I knew he was gay.
How did you know?
Because he dressed like a freaking queen.
Oh, so the homophobe comes out.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sir, I would just like to know what makes you think the government will tell you, you said before, they could tell me and I'll decide
right, I'll
what
decide.
To tell the American people. Who the hell are you?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Big deal.
Well,
I'm a white woman. Big deal.
A
Who
white
cares?
Woman? There's nothing on earth with a bigger, fatter, flapping mouth than a white woman.
We have to be tolerant now.
No,
tolerance
I'm saying,
is the watch
what we have to do is we've got to understand who our country is safe with and who our country may be at risk with. And I know, Camille, you love your country, but there's no way on earth that I would ever trust any secrets of this nation with you, because you're a woman, you go to the hairdresser. What's that?
So now we're sexist?
I'm
not sexist. Saying that?
I'm just saying
you don't know anything about me.
When you go to the
I don't know anything about you.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
But I still don't think.
I'm gay.
Who the hell are you to say that, the government
should
tell me what
we know
need to know, and I will decide.
So in other words, when you go to the hair salon, you don't talk. You just sit there quiet under the dryer.
Well, I don't go to the hair salon. I don't have much to talk about anyway regarding that. But the point is that
look,
are you
telling me
you?
When you have a secret, the first thing you don't do is get on the telephone with, like, a girlfriend? Hey, listen, Mary, I found all about how our, you know, the Rangers
so
are going to move in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's...
we're making stereotypes about women.
Stereotypes? Look, all I...
Don't
well,
make
that's
fun.
That's what you're saying.
I'm
that's
saying...
what you're insinuating.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
I'm
well, that's not very nice of you, is it?
It's not very nice,
my whole
no.
point is, it seems to me that you're being very pompous, that you alone...
Look, the only reason I'm being very pompous...
Oh, you, the government should just tell us. You
the government
tell us
ought to.
What
yeah.
we need to know, and
but
we will decide
what to tell
the American people.
Look, I really know that what we're doing...
Look, I know what you're doing, Doug, and stop it.
What?
Quit making fun.
What do I do?
Wee-wee-wee-wee.
I mean, I,
like you haven't heard that before, Camille, right? I apologize, dear.
That's all right.
I'm having a couple of laughs.
He has a right to his own opinion. I just thought it was.
I have a right to my what?
I have a right to my own opinion.
A right to my own opinion. Okay.
Yes, and I just.
I'm gonna hang up on you, Doug, if you don't stop.
All right.
I just thought it was very pompous of you to decide that. Who are you? I don't know you from Adam. You
I'm
may
Doug
be a journalist.
Ganger. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay,
as
so
a gay man
you
and
may
as
be,
a gay
and you
I'm
may
gay.
Be, you may be a
I'm
very
gay.
Good journalist at that. The point is, you know, we don't know if you have any credentials to do
some,
this
are
job.
Are you gay? Are you gay?
No, I'm not.
Hmm.
What does that mean?
Well, the way you talk, I just.
You know, it cracks me up. All
yeah,
you people,
yeah, exactly.
All you liberal people, you talk about
liberal.
Parliament, and then you go, oh, you know, you make stereotypes and et cetera, et cetera.
Look,
my
the only time
problem,
I ever talk about Taoists is what? When I'm at the...
Okay, thank you very much, Camille. You've made some very good points. What are you trying to do?
I'm having a couple of laughs.
Having a couple of laughs, huh? We're talking about a deadly serious issue, national security, and there you are with Taoists.
She was was that Barbara Walters?
Yeah, ha.
Look, I'm a gay man.
You're a gay man and a gay journalist. I got it, and you keep secrets. Bob, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to make a quick point without being interrupted first, and then
Bob
can jump in and
I just need
comment.
To know. I just need to know if you're gay, that's all.
I'm not gay.
As far as you know, right?
I'm not gay at all.
As far as you know.
He answered your question.
I answered your question. I'll answer it again one more time since you seem to be a little dense. I am not gay.
You don't have a lisp or anything?
Forget it. You made fun of the last lady.
Oh,
now, go ahead.
Who's stereotyping now?
You do. A
lisp
I just
means you're gay, does it?
Well,
really? Very interesting. Let me make my point without interrupting, please. Now, I have a very simple point to make. If a gay man... and a gay journalist is so trustworthy that
see,
they will not conceal or reveal anything.
What did you just hear?
I heard him say twust.
He didn't
I said
say
trustworthy.
He said trustworthy, didn't say twust.
All right.
And again, you're interrupting.
You know I'm gay, right?
Yeah, you've said it about 68 times.
Yeah,
since
we got,
I got
it.
On the phone.
We
Could
got
you be
it.
Quiet for 1 minute and let me make my point.
Go ahead.
Now, my point is very simple. You claim that because you are a gay man and a gay journalist, that you are more trustworthy than straight people.
That's correct.
You are making an assumption that gay people do not reveal anything, that gay journalists do not reveal anything that they feel they shouldn't reveal.
That's
my
right.
point is,
That's
you
exactly
can only
right.
say that for yourself and no other gay journalist.
No, I can say that for me. I can say that for all gay journalists
point.
Because we have been in the closet for
let
a long time.
Let me finish my point.
We have been in the closet for a long time. Did you know that Rock Hudson was gay?
I don't care.
I bet
you already asked everyone that question.
What are you
question.
Doing?
I want to finish my point before you jump in like an idiot.
You
now, let
shake
me
off.
Finish my point. My
you
point
know Liberace was gay?
If
you didn't know Liberace was gay either.
I don't
so
care. Will you let me finish my point?
How about
before
Jim
you
J.
ask
Bullock?
That question
Forget about
again?
Jim J. Bullock and let the man finish his point.
Go ahead.
Now, my point is simple. If other gay people, other gay journalists, confided in you secrets, but did not confide it to the rest of the world, and they told you, which is just as bad as telling other people, and it's just as bad as. That means that they told.
What?
What? Yeah, you... If you don't understand the point, then you're more of an idiot than I thought.
1-800-449-8686.
And we will be in New York City next week doing our show Monday through Friday. We're going to be there at the Museum of Television and Radio. And we're really excited about going, and we want to continue to remind you of the fact that next week we'll be in New York because, you know, people are still just not traveling, and so much is going to change as the result of that. So much has changed already in the travel business and the airline business in this country will probably be changed forever. I heard that normal flight traffic won't be back up to normal until 2006. The pre-September 11th flight traffic and flight volume won't be back up till 2006. We just can't change the way the people that we are, is what I'm saying. We can certainly change the way we do business and change the way that we operate in terms of our own security, but we can't change who we are. Can't change being an American. You got to stay an individual and a people that enjoys traveling and enjoys, traveling about this country. And we're also planning an international trip next year. Because I'm just not going to, personally, I'm not going to be paralyzed. Now, this is just a decision that I made. And my wife and I were talking, and this was, I guess, about a month ago when we saw the, not really a month ago, it was a lot less, maybe 2-3 weeks ago when we saw the folks from Portland going to New York. I said, that is a very cool thing. And she said, well, why don't you do that? And because I'd been talking to her, and I said, I don't know what I could do for my country. I mean, what am I? I'm just a guy on the radio. She says, well, you can do stuff to do what the movie actors and the movie stars and all the entertainers in World War II did. You know, you encourage people to take certain kinds of action.
I really, really am, Phil. And I think that we need to, as American women, be forewarned. Forewarned is forearmed. What will it be like under a Islamic regime? What kind of clothes will we be required?
Well, wait, this is fatalistic and defeatist talk. I mean,
Phil, I believe we still have a constitution which allows me the freedom of speech, and I'd like to continue with what I'm saying.
But this is defeatist talk. You're talking about women preparing to, you hear what I'm saying?
Phil, we cannot refuse to accept the situation. The Russians were defeated by these people. The British were defeated by these people. If the Islamic regime of the Taliban is able to somehow effect an Islamic regime in America, American women need to know what's expected of them.
I think it's extremely defeatist.
I think it's extremely realistic. And I know there are a lot of women out there that understand what I'm talking about. So if you could get your male ego out of the way for a moment so that I can help the thousands of American women listening to you prepare themselves for living under an Islamic regime.
Get my male ego out of the way.
Could I just finish? Because you invited me on your show. I did not call you.
We had a fax.
You invited me. I did not call you.
You are going to be having a seminar in Palm Springs on how American women can accept, what is it?
Training women to adapt to the Islamic lifestyle and the expectation of women under the Islam government.
I just don't know how you can think that way.
Phil, we can't refuse to accept the situation. I am trying to get women ready so we don't start filling body bags. And it's really, really scary for me.
Filling body bags.
That's right. We have to do so many things, Phil. There's a checklist here.
All right, what are the things now you're saying that American women, if we lose and we become an Islamic regime, what are the things they got
to
do?
First of all, we need to get women used to the idea of sharing men. I have a lot of lesbian friends. That is going to obviously be something that is prohibited by the Taliban's. Training with the burqa, the long shroud-like gown, deference to men. So the toughest part is going to be getting women ready for the mindset. This is really difficult for me.
So then why even talk about this? Why even accept the possibility of you've got American women out there. You want them to come to some seminar so they can get ready to learn how to share men, wear a burqa, be deferential to men. And what is this about taking the occasional beating from a man or a rock to the head?
That is the reality. And as American women, we are tough women. and we can adapt to a lot.
Well, you want women to get used to getting beaten by men?
That's what the Islams will want. We need to get along to get along. Have you ever heard that phrase, Phil? Have you ever heard...
Yeah, I've heard the get along to get along. So women in America...
Yes. It is a sad reality. I'm simply saying to all of my sisters out there, there is a way that we can survive under an Islamic regime. And if America loses this war, and God, I hope we don't, but if we do, we need to start thinking about how we can adapt. I'm not saying you'll get beaten, but beatings are legal under the Islams.
And so get ready to take a beating from your husband.
Oh, what? We're not supposed to? We're supposed to go to jail? Are you going to go to jail?
I'm not even considering the possibility of my wife taking a beating from me.
Well, if the Islamic regime takes over, you will be expected to beat your wife and to give her an occasional cane to the ass. And I'm sorry to put it...
I will do no such thing, okay? I will run. I will not live here. I will fight.
Get you. John Wayne, huh?
What do you mean, John Wayne? You're sitting here getting women ready to be, to accept...
An Islamic regime. That's right, Phil. Are you saying that there's no way we could lose?
I'm saying that if, as a country, we stick to it and we
Are you saying there's no way we could lose?
I'm not saying there's no way.
Then we have to start drafting this letter to the Taliban leadership, which I have sent your fax on, and we will discuss at our women conference. Now, first of all, we want to get the Taliban leadership. We need to ask guidance in the event that America loses. We want to know just exactly how they want us dressed. What they want.
So, in other words, you're just going to bend right over and wait for the cane even before they apply it. I mean, to me, this is defeatist thinking.
You may call it defeatist. I call it realistic. The men in this country, Phil, I don't know, I've slept with a lot of them, and they just don't seem to have what it...
Yeah, you don't have any faith. It's not anything about the men in this country being soldiers.
We just need to learn... In the event we lose this war, to be good and humble hosts to our new leadership, the Taliban men, show them that we are submissive. Yes, show them how good we are in bed. Show them how good we can be in bed. Just in case.
Just in case.
Yes.
That we lose.
Yes. Well, Mr. Talk Show Host?
Well, yeah, I'm the talk show host. I can't believe what I'm hearing. On the weekend of the 26th, you and a bunch of women will go out. Have you got a phone number?
We do have a phone number I'll give later on in the program.
So that all the women listening right now, in the event that we lose to the Taliban and we become an Islamic regime, they can go out and learn how to take a cane to the ass and a rock to the head.
It's not all bad from what I've seen.
Oh, no. That escorted by a man after dark, that's pretty cool stuff. Let me give our phone number out here. It's 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. And in the press release, it says, American women need to learn to adapt to the Islamic lifestyle in the event that we lose this war. Bikinis and all traditional forms of dress are out. Lesbians, out. The burqa, in. He's got this whole, what is this?
Entertainment Weekly, when they have what's in, what's out. And so it's just a fun thing.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Out, bikini. In, the burqa. Out, flower. Look at this. Out, flowers and a walk on the beach. In, a cane to the ass and a rock to the head. Is that romantic?
I'm covering all the bases still. It's kind of fun the way we do it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun there, having that little Entertainment Weekly thing.
It's like the Jefferson Tea. What's good, what's bad. You know, I know you don't like me very much right now.
I don't like this defeatist talk. 1-800-449-8686. We are drafting a letter to the Taliban leadership asking guidance in the event that America loses to the Taliban and becomes an Islamic Republic. There are 150 million American women who will not know what to do. How to wear a burqa, how to not go out after dark, how to take the occasional beating. Oh, is this supposed to be funny? And how not to shave our upper lip. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster is on the line with me. Yeah, the name of this feature is Looking on the Bright Side. What is she? Hey, Colleen, I just got a question for you. How's this looking on the bright side?
What?
this whole thing wait to get taken over by the Islams?
I think it's looking on the bright side to be ready. Ready, willing, and able to submit to whatever mullah decides to drag you into a house.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
I'm really, really cute, and I do have a really good body. I tried on a burqa the other day, Phil, that a friend of mine had brought back from the Middle East during Desert Storm. It really is kind of nice because men can't see your body, and they do not ogle you.
And you're talking about wearing one of those Islamic burqas so that a man can't see your body. In the possible advent of an Islamic Republic, you want women to be prepared.
You know, for an intelligent man, you're really a little bit stupid. You don't get...
No, I hear what you're saying. You think America could get taken over by the Taliban, become an Islamic Republic, and then all our women are walking around wearing those shrouds. Here is Maria on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. I had to call.
First of all, I'm really cute. I've got a really good body, and I hate men staring at me.
Go ahead, Maria.
Okay. I had to call just because of the fact that when I first heard... I thought... I was in Israel. I didn't know where I was. And let me
Israel? They don't wear that stuff in Israel. Ha, ha, ha.
I'm sorry.
How stupid can you be?
Taliban. My first point is that I don't know if you had grandparents that are alive when you were born or what the deal was, but my grandfather didn't fight in World War II so that you could give up so easily. Second of all,
you have to accept the situation. It's possible that they may make you wear a scarf on your head.
Let me tell you something. First of all, I wasn't raised, and I listened to my grandfather's stories, and I wouldn't, by giving up so easily, I'd rather fight for the country, go to war, get drafted as a woman, and fight for this country.
But wait a minute.
Let me finish.
Girls can't fight. We don't even know how to make a fist.
Who doesn't? I take Taekwondo, girl, okay? And if you want to be any kind of woman, you better stand up for yourself. And let me tell you something else. One more thing. Let me finish what I'm saying.
But
the other thing is, if I had daughters, I would not raise them to be like this.
That's the spirit, Maria.
You're going to lead this girl into a body bag, Phil.
No, I like listening to Maria. Gives me faith in our American women.
I know not one American woman that would do what you're saying to do. Let me tell you something. I know one that would come to your thing and protest your thing.
That's what you ought to do. Go and protest outside the gates
anyway?
Of it.
I'm not going to say.
I'll tell her. It's going to be in Palm Springs, and when we get the information, we'll announce it.
You're going to mess everything up. You're going to make everything bad.
Yeah, well, I'm going to mess
bad.
You up.
Everything bad.
Have you ever worn a burqa?
No, here's the question.
Burqa.
Do you have grandparents? Do you have a grandfather? Did you have a grandfather?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, yeah. What are you talking about?
Did you have a grandfather?
Did you have a grandfather?
Yeah.
Did he fight in World War II? Did he give his life? Did he almost give his life for his country?
If he did, he's not going to run around telling people about it.
Well, why wouldn't he?
He fought for... Then you know what? You don't appreciate
Maria,
people.
If the Islams take over and they want us to wear burqas,
guess what? I'd rather die than give this country to them. My grandfather didn't die.
You're a girl. You can't fight. Girls can't fight.
Girl, I can
women
fight better
can
than
fight.
A man, let me tell you.
Women know how to fight.
But how? Would we slap them? What would we do?
How?
Carry a gun. You know that women...
I can use a gun.
The Israeli army has women in it, okay?
I didn't know about that.
You could pick up a gun.
I mean, you don't let them take over this country?
Maria, you know as well as I do that when a man wants you, just bend over and spread and wait. It'll be over soon.
What kind of advice is that?
You know what, Phil? That's advice of someone who wants to be treated like that. That's all there is to it.
That's a coward. That's a coward. That's what that
exactly.
is.
Exactly. That is a coward. So you know what? I think something is wrong. I think something has happened to her to make her feel this way. Because I know not one woman, one girl, that would take this. I know.
We need to send a telegram to the Taliban and ask us exactly what kind of sexual positions they like, what kind of...
God almighty, listen to you, woman. Listen to you. Stand up like a human being for yourself, for your country. Wrap yourself in the red, white, and blue and have no fear.
Oh,
Bill, she's not an American. She is not an American.
She's full of fear.
If she had any American blood in her,
all right.
she would fight for this country.
I have Mexican blood, too.
How do you know?
One night a Mexican asked me, do you have any Mexican in you? And I said, no, and he said, you do now. And I said,
well, isn't that funny?
What?
That's a crude joke.
I didn't know.
You know what?
You didn't know, yeah. All right, Maria, I got to run. I got to take another call, Maria, but I thank you for your call. Laura, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to just say that whoever this person is that you're talking to, if she thinks for 1 minute that American women are going to stand by and take it or be caned in the ass or whatever
it was,
she's
insane.
Oh, you've been reading too many comic books. You know that the easiest thing we can do is submit.
I will never
not go out after dark.
Never. I'd rather end up in a body bag.
First of all, the Islams say that we don't have to have jobs. We can stay home.
Who cares what they say?
That's good, though.
Why is that good?
Good for a woman that doesn't want to have a job. What about a woman that does want to have a job?
In time, she'll see it's for the best.
I own my own business, okay?
Me too.
I can tell you right now, I will never, never submit.
The Islams will not want you to own your own business. They'll kill you. They'll kill you.
Well... then they'll kill me. But you know what? I'll take a few of them with me.
Learn how to take it on top, on bottom, on the knees. We have to save our country. What about our children?
On top, on the bottom, and on the knees. Well, all I can tell you, I hope there's a man in your life who will stand beside you when, somebody's trying to get you to take it on top, on bottom, or on the knees.
I can tell you this. My husband will stand with me.
My boyfriend works at the Four Seasons Hotel in Mexico, so he lives there.
Yeah, I guess he wouldn't be here then, would he, when the Taliban takes us over?
Laura, in time you'll see that I'm right. Come to our seminar.
No, I don't think so.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I don't even see why you're getting airtime.
Well, she sent me a...
Yeah, why are you giving me airtime, big boy?
Because you sent me the facts, so we called you up. Here is Marianne. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
I think you're doing a disservice to a lot of American women. We ought to get ready for the cane, and instead you're making us think...
Go ahead, Marianne.
Tell them to put the radio on.
Marianne, you need to talk to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Listen,
Marianne,
I'm really
outraged
that our forefathers died for us to live free or die. I don't know what kind of American will wait for enslavement... and then for you to call for the enslavement of your entire gender.
But wait a minute.
That's not America to me.
We could submit and then later on have a revolution.
You submit. In fact, you're so ready to submit. Why not pack your bags and head on over there right now?
Because I have a tour group going to Jamaica on the...
Okay. You had your
third.
Time to talk. I'm the caller. Okay? This is America. America to me is not enslavement. It's not... undignified. I don't know what kind of country you would like to live in. I would rather be dead.
I would rather take a cane to the ass.
Aren't you embarrassed to call yourself an
American? Absolutely. It's good to hear these good, strong women calling
in.
I'd rather
give you airtime.
I'd rather get paddled.